Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey. Hey. Nick and E in the building.
You know why they yawning? Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God. Where about that?
We loosen the full face.
Lathoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah. Woo. That's right, baby. We are back. It is Topic Tuesday, and we are ready to go today. Baby. B, what's going on with you, boy? What's up, B?
What's happening with you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Good, brother.
Good. There's no need to fear, first of all.
Lord Jesus.
Your fantasy football champion is here. This is a very exciting week on fantasy. Not only am I now the reigning and defending fantasy football champion, but the first week is coming up. And I'm playing against the commissioner of our fantasy league, whose voice you also hear on the air right now. It is champion versus commissioner once again. And we know how that story ends. So I'm feeling good, bro.
Yeah, we certainly know how the story ends. We certainly know how the commissioner versus Eric Terrell's team Terrell ends in week one. You know, it happened last year. And it's going to happen again. And again, I'm excited about it. Can't wait for it.
Okay.
Can't wait for it.
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very excited. We'll keep you guys posted. I can't wait to keep you guys posted. Hopefully, hopefully Nick will bear the pain of me talking about it next week on the show. Now, now, we've got an exciting episode. Thank you all for joining us here on this one day removed from the last big holiday for the summer, the last big cookout for the summer, the last day before many of us go back to work after the summer, those of us who work in education or in elementary and high school education. My first day of work is today, so welcome back to work. After Labor Day, it is time to put in the labor. Now,
that's hot.
I'm glad you were able to come back and join us. We have a wonderful show for you guys. We may do some Just Fine Out of Line later if Nick's up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will happen. We're talking about private schooling. That is the topic for this episode on this day removed from Labor Day. Private schooling versus public schooling. When it comes to high school, there is a very large stigma, a very large dark cloud that looms over free education. Do you get what you pay for? That's what Nick and I will discuss to graduates of private schooling that we are very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. I think that's going to be very intense. But before that, however, unless you have anything else, Nick, what you got for me? Anything?
Nah. Listen, we're just praying. We're praying for everyone over that who's affected by the storms, by these hurricanes in Florida. We're praying for those families. Let's lift them up and continue to pray for encouragement, strength, peace, and prosperity for the devastation that's happened over there. Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles for getting rid of the great, and I say that facetiously, the great Samuel Bradford, who had plexiglass knees and the lack of ability to play the quarterback position.
I'm
excited about the leadership that they have demonstrated, and we got ourselves a first-round draft pick. And I'm excited about the season now. So,
yes, yes, yes.
It's I don't have any hatred towards anyone on our team anymore, and I'm excited about it. So let's go Birds.
No one could have said it any better. I swear, you spoke my heart just now, bro. That is exactly how I feel. Oh, my goodness, my hatred for that man. And I say hatred, of course, facetiously. You guys know we don't hate people, but my disdain for that man and his mental weakness was well documented. But we're moving on, and I'm so happy that we're moving on. Carson Wentz, let's see what you got, all right? Let's see what you got. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Now, what's really relevant? I believe it was on yesterday that our president, as he does so gracefully for many people and has done for many people, which is one of the reasons that I'm such a huge fan of him and his approval rating for me has always been high and will always be high. He came to the defense of someone. Very, very noble thing that he did. And he, of course, he knows what's going on in the country, out of the country, around the country. He knows on top of anything that's getting a lot of attention, that's getting really, really big. And he'll take his position on it, whether it be here or whether it be there. And on yesterday, the president came to the defense of one Colin Kaepernick. It was a very, very sweet moment. And the president made some good points, of which he said that Colin is exercising his constitutional rights to make a statement. Now, one of the first things our president said was that he will admit that with everything that's been going on lately, he hasn't even been watching much football. And we know our president loves basketball and football, but he said he hasn't even been watching much football. I thought that was a pretty interesting statement, just considering exactly what he was trying to get at with that. I think he was just saying that Kaepernick's points are valid, because the thing that Kaepernick does may not even be getting as much attention as it used to, simply based on the exact reason for Kaepernick sitting out of the anthem, because we've been thinking about so much else. But it's also been the off season, so, you know, maybe that could also have something to do with it. But before I let Nick go, let me just I have the transcript. I just want to say one more quote here. Our president said, and I quote, "I think there are a lot of ways you can do it as a general matter when it comes to the flag and the national anthem and the meaning that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us. This is a tough thing for them to get past, to then hear what his deeper concerns are." So he's saying that a lot of people don't hear Kaepernick because all they think about is the wrong thing. And have my problems with it. I really, really enjoyed hearing our president come to his defense. I thought it was cute. What you got, bro? You got anything on?
yeah, bro. I'm glad he spoke on it because he tread on dangerous grounds, walked on thin ice, and he didn't drown and didn't get burnt. he just went ahead and he said what was necessary. And I just want to add real quick. Colin Kaepernick, I was with him. I was with him, standing firm and strong. But he can't wear those socks anymore he wore last year. I meant last week. He had on some socks. He had some socks on with pigs on them, with a police hat on. And you can't do that. You can't make a statement like you've made, and stand up like you stood up, and then go and do that, because it encumbers the value and the impact of it all. Because now you're doing what they're doing. Now you're saying all cops are pigs. Well, that's just like saying all black people are criminals. It's terrible. So I was with him until he did that. I hope he doesn't wear those socks anymore. I was disgusted by the socks. I was disgusted by them.
Whoa. I did not become aware of that until now. That's taken it to a whole different level.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I was talking to a mentor and about the topic, and he made it clear. He said, now you're just an angry black man, another angry black man. But you can't do that. You can't. Come on, man.
Yeah. Let's not get too much of the wrong kind of attention, Colin Kaepernick. I mean, after all, we do want you to start this year. So let's make sure we still want that.
Yeah, all of us do, except for Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think this is a good way to go about trying to be a starting football player again. Now, here we go. I'm ready for this. First of all, let's think about this. This is our back to school series, everybody. We're excited. We're moving on. This is actually our back to school series Tuesday finale, and tomorrow we will enjoy our overall back to school series finale. Our back to school series Who We Got Wednesday finale with Dr. Betinto Bat. And today on this back to school series episode for the next 10 minutes, Nick and myself are going to simply on private school. Private school in which I found, based on a relatively outdated but almost still current statistic from U.S. News, that private schools average a 80% graduation rate, 80 to 90, and in many cases 95, over 90% graduation rate. And of that 80 to 95%, about 95% go on to enroll in college. Public schools average about 50 to 70% graduation rate. And college, I think it was about 80% of those that graduate went to college. I don't think this article has that much information. And then I reflect on my Catholic, which, you know, albeit I do understand not private school, but I consider it for the means of our discussion, we're going to throw me into private schools, because Lord knows Catholic schools is a lot more like private schools than public schools, and you do pay for it. So that's we're talking about free education versus a paid high school education. So then Catholic schools would be considered virtually private schools. Now, I thought about my Catholic school education, and I thought about what my mom sacrificed for. I thought about what my mom paid for, what she spent that money for me to go to this school, time and time again, which I didn't live close to. Many people who go to public school or private schools, travel to go there. You pay to go there. You sacrifice to go there. You give up something to go there. And you do that knowingly. You don't take the easy way out, which is one of the reasons that I've always had the utmost adoration for my mother and for my father, because when it came to me, they never took the easy way out. They said, we're going to get the best because he deserves the best, and he's going to do a lot with the best. Now, what is your children going to do with the best? Can they handle the best? I think they deserve a shot at the best. Now, don't always – many parents, I think parents because I did research this, because I don't like to make things up. So I will say that on the contrary side of statistics, because this is not what I find. I find that that parents are getting older when I look it up, according to many different studies. But it seems like I wanted to say this before I found that the opposite is true, but it seems to me like parents are getting younger and younger. And maybe what I should have looked at was the statistic for African-American parents, because it seems like many, many more babies are having babies, and many, many people, many, 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 many younger 20-year-old women are having babies. And I feel like these are the kind of people, which is the biggest risk that we run by having so many young parents, is that they don't necessarily think that taking the easy way out is taking the easy way out. And I'm not being irrational here. I do understand it's not easy to go to private school. It's not easy to not take the easy way out. Funds are tough, and my mom had them. My mom and my father had full-time jobs. They were, as much as they told me that they didn't have any money, they had money. They had enough money. They had enough money to get me into that school. So if you have it, I'm an advocate for it, is basically all I'm trying to say, because it is better. The numbers that I began the discussion conveying prove that it is better. They prove nothing else except the fact that it is better. Are private schools the key to success, to high school success? Now, the key to high school success is good parenting and work ethic from the child. There's many, many children who have become a success, or people who have become a success who were educated in public schools. However, they are behind the eight ball, especially in urban inner cities like that of Philadelphia, like that of Detroit, like that of Brooklyn, Harlem, like that of tough neighborhoods. It's tougher to get a good education. You see, even Chris Rock, as was profiled in his sitcom, Everybody Hates Chris, even he was shipped off to private school. Chris Rock is a brilliant man like we know him. President Obama. I mean, look at the track record. I have much more I want to say, but I'm over time. Go ahead, bro.
But you done gave all the answers.
My fault. I'm sorry.
What you want me to come on here and say?
I'm sorry.
Just figure out a way to just say what you ain't said, or say what you done said differently.
I'm sorry. I got out of hand.
Listen here. So, is private school the key to success? I would say no. I would say it's not the key to success. But I do think, to the 1,000 points that you've made, that it definitely makes it easy. Now, when I say it, I mean success, because you are going through a life, or depending on what grade you're in or what grade you start in private school, you're going through this training, this rigorous training, this life-preparing training mentally and even athletically. I mean, I think private sports are better than public sports and public athletics. And so I do think it's an added benefit. And it prepares you better. There's pros and cons to it, but I think that there's no doubt that it's better than public schooling, public education. I think it most certainly takes precedence to those. But I would say that, like I said, there's pros and cons to it. I think the con is that oftentimes when you're in private school, you're with a specific demographic, and you want to be able to relate to your people, okay? You
right.
want to be able to relate to those who live where you live, and who go to school in an area that you live in. I mean,
right.
your friends, those that live around you. And by going to private school, it's exactly that. It's private. And so you're not going to get that interaction with those people as much. Some people will say, well, that's a good thing. I don't want my son hanging around, hoodlum, whatever this, that and third. You know, but just because they don't go to private school doesn't mean they're hoodlums. And you can go down the list of things that makes that stereotype inaccurate. I just think that there's great value in understanding your people. Now, that's not to say that your people aren't in private schools, but it is to say majority of them are not. And, there's great value in interacting with them. And maybe it's just after school. Maybe it's just athletics that you're not playing private school. You're playing you know, rec league or whatever. But I think there's huge value in it, especially athletics. If nothing else, athletics, because typically your private school kid doesn't have that chip on his shoulder like the public school kid. And to be able to battle through that and compete with that and against that takes your game and your athletic ability and your skills and your intestinal fortitude, both in the classroom and outside of the classroom, because those skills are transferable. It takes it to another level. So I think I value that public school athletics over private school athletics. But I do think that you're right, E. Private school is most certainly better than any other education.
Yeah. We know this radio show. This team, you and I, we are just spilling over with Ben Salem pride and Cardinal Doherty pride.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing how much when you put so much into your school, especially with you playing basketball, it's amazing how you end up becoming just so proud of your high school.
Oh yeah. Got to be.
High school is such a significant period in all of our maturation and all of our matriculation. You don't get high school back. High school kind of comes at you, and you're growing up, and it's a great thing. And outside of the classroom, I think private schools do a big thing. You brought up the demographic, and I think that's one thing that's very, very important about private schools is that what I feel my mother paid for just as much as the better education was the culture. Now, my school was probably 50 to 55% black, or white, excuse me. You know, we had black kids, a lot of black kids, a lot of white kids, a lot of Asian kids. We had a lot of Puerto Rican, Latino kids. We had a lot of it all. Colonel Doherty was very, very multicultural, and I do think that a kid has a lot to learn from that, especially when they live in an area that's all black. It's like there's more to life than just where I live. There's more to the world than where I live. I do not live in my experience of African American culture is not the one and only experience that America provides. And I want to enjoy that experience, but I also want to enjoy the experience of being an American and being a part of the big pool as well as this African American pool, because I can swim anywhere. And you want your kid to be comfortable, because the more comfortable you are in any pool, the more ready you are to outswim everybody else in that pool. And the more comfortable you are, the more happy you are. And that's it. I don't know if you had anything else.
Nah, bro.
But I'm good. Yeah, we're early. I don't remember being this early in such a long time. Now, let me make sure I got all of these.
Now we got to talk for two seconds,
and I'll be back.
we gotta hit them upside the head with just fine or out of line, because I get excited about this segment. Because you see, let me tell y'all, listeners, I find out this segment, like I find out the just fine or out of line topic the same time as y'all do. It's not like he tells me before the show, and then we just get on here and start acting. Nah. I'm hearing these titles and these questions just like y'all are hearing them. So I'm on the spot with it. Okay. So I get all excited when he gets to talking about just fine out of line, because I got to use my quick thinking skills, put on my thinking cap and my thinking do rag under the cap. Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. So everyone knows that. Because that is very, very true. And the segment is all about you. I put Nick right in the hot seat. Many times I don't even answer the question, but here we go. Let's find the other line. Now, we've got Bill Cosby's lawyers. Bill Cosby's lawyers are deciding to fight to keep key evidence out of Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial. Now, I know that this is kind of a tough one here. There's 1,000 pages of testimony, 1,000 pages. I just want to say personally, but before I get us to Nick, I've been heartbroken time and time again because with each article, there's more things to hide, more evidence. Like I was the last person holding on Bill, fighting for Bill, trying to find a loophole. But it really looks like Bill done really, 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 really messed up. I mean, it looked like he done really had all 50 of these women, drugged them up. There is 1,000 pages of testimony, 1,000 pages of testimony that his lawyers have been hiding and are still hiding. Testimony transcripts from with communication from Bill and the victims. I don't know here. I know everyone's tired of hearing about this. Just find her out of line.
Hey, out of line. Bill, go to jail. That's it. As soon as I saw the one article that says Bill, he admitted it, I said, oh, no, that's it. That's all I need to hear, Jesus. Yep.
Now, it was on USA Today. Yeah, I'm out of line. It was on USA Today that Harper, I forget the child's first name, Harper, who was 2 years old, got a ticket. That's right. They gave a ticket to a child that is 2 years old for littering. Do not litter. Just find out a lot.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I don't have any more detail. It's a video. It won't tell me what state it's in.
Say it again. It took me too long. I gotta hear it again, and I'm just going to give it to you quick. Go ahead.
A two-year-old toddler was ticketed for littering. Just fine or out of line?
Just fine. You gotta train a child when they're young, so when they're old, they do not depart. It's in the Bible. Give her a ticket. That's great. That's terrible. It's not just fine, but it's just fine. Whatever. Someone laughed in that moment. Someone laughed. They had to.
No, there's nothing else more entertaining in the news. So I'm sorry I have to go with this, but we will end our show. We almost got through a whole show without him. We try our best to leave him out, but we'll end our show with the man. The man whose name we said we would not say, but somehow keeps saying. Now, I'm just going to say the billionaire that's running for president visited, what was it? Was it two or three black churches last week? Now, this is old news, but we're gonna do this. He's visiting black churches, huge black churches, mega churches. He visited the mega church last week in Detroit. He's trying his best to relate. People are writing out black ministers, what had been revealed about his trip to Detroit last week. Black ministers are writing out Trump's transcripts. Darn it, said his name. Now, he's having these pastors to write out transcripts, pastors of churches, writing him words to say at other black churches. Black pastors, of course, telling him what to say. He's doing the very best he can to improve his 0-2% of the black vote in America.
Mm-hmm.
Just find out.
Ooh, I wish we had so much more time. It's out of line on so many different levels. It's out of line for the preachers. They ought to be ashamed.